Working hard is worth it if you're seeing results. And when it comes to working out, the same thing is true. You want the maximum benefit in the time you have, and that's exactly what Tonal is built for. And with their latest iteration, Tonal 2, you can ensure your workout is more tailored and effective than ever. Tonal's at-home strength training system uses adaptive weight to learn from your movement and set the optimal weight for every move, adjusting in one-pound increments up to 250 pounds, challenging even the most advanced users to push their limits. You can also experience a full body burn with the new Aero HIIT workouts, the perfect blend of heart-pumping cardio and strength. Plus, the new built-in Smart View leverages a high-resolution camera that lets you see yourself during your workout, analyzes your movement, and provides real-time coaching, just like a personal trainer. Right now, Tonal is offering our listeners $200 off your Tonal purchase with promo code 200TONAL. That's Tonal.com and use promo code 200TONAL for $200 off your purchase. That's Tonal.com. Promo code 200TONAL for $200 off.
We'll talk about box office podcast. Or podcast.
Hello. I'm just going to say the dedication was really impressive.
Sure.
It was like very beautiful. Serious and intense.
Beautiful.
Facial.
Beautiful.
Emoting for this.
Is what you're
beautiful.
Doing.
Yeah. It's beautiful. Beautiful. I guess, yeah, that's what I'm trying to say.
Ultimately, sort of sum it up with beautiful.
Sure, yeah.
We established beforehand what kind of podcast it is, and then Carter just doesn't really say it anyway. So I don't know why he asks, because
yeah,
it's always just like, yeah, but it's sort of just like, well, I'm a high-o podcast. Like, it's sort of like, there's no words.
Carter, every episode is watermelon podcast for
yeah,
Carter.
Right. Yeah.
He's got that, well, he's got that children's choir forgot the lyrics sort of oeuvre. Uh-huh. Yeah. Which is fine.
And everything I do.
It's two chunks in time. And I'm Jordan.
My name's Doge.
And I'm here to say.
And today's punchline is.
Doge.
And today's punchline is, they just wash up on shore.
Got it.
Where do shells clean their clothes?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. Ooh. I was going to say, where do starfish do their laundry?
Hmm. Close, but both very wrong. Why don't pirates take a shower before they walk the plank?
I mean, it's the same.
That's trying too hard.
That's what makes it funny, Carter.
That is what makes it funny, Carter.
You can't be funny unless you try.
Jokes are only funny if they're sweaty.
You're not gonna catch me trying, bro.
That's on a list, a page called 113 Best Jokes of All Time. And it's, I mean, it was updated on September 30th, so there may be some new jokes since then, but...
Yeah.
It's new jokes every 6 months because that's how many good new jokes are coming out.
Yeah.
What a world, yeah, man. What a world we live in. That wow, there's that
everything's
many
good.
Good new jokes all the time. Everything's good. I'm Carter. And I'm pretty frustrating sometimes.
Don't talk about just my be friend real Carter like that. Don't talk about yeah, my friend Carter like that.
He's still friends,
it's fine.
Though.
It's just with the realization that I can be frustrating sometimes.
Still friends.
Okay. Yeah. It's cool that we could still be friends though.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Say hi. Let's all say it out loud. Let's all everybody look at each other in the eye and
everybody,
say, and we're still friends though, is the thing.
We're still
it's
friends.
Like sitting, on the extra row of an airplane. I need verbal confirmation from each of you.
Right.
We're still friends, right? We can still be friends.
We're
right?
Still capable
friends, right?
Of performing the duties required to
I'm
remain
so
friends.
Sorry. I'm so sorry. Take your headphones out. I'm so sorry. Put your Switch away. We're still friends.
Are we
right?
Still friends? Can you look at me?
And now you've outed me for playing Nintendo Switch through every recording.
You're doing the, you're doing the thing
done.
Where
thanks.
You don't look at me, though. We don't actually look at me. Can you look at me? At me? At me? At me? Thank you. Are we still friends? Watching The Challenge right now. So I got into The Challenge, finally. These boys have been good. Watching The Challenge for a long
yeah,
time.
Yeah, Carter's a contestant on season 41.
I'm in it's The crazy. Challenge.
Carter got into The Challenge.
Watching season 40. cannot believe all of the tangled web of relationships that's on this show.
Goodness gracious.
It's so fascinating to me.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a lot of like, are we friends situations here. I don't know who
is.
But
then the good thing is,
there's vacation
all that interpersonal drama. The interpersonal drama. And then also they hit each other.
That's
and then
the
also
best part.
It's like very, very physical.
That's the best part. We just watched an episode where I was pretty much over the Gladiator 2 commercial of it all within the first 5 minutes.
Definitely. Yeah.
It's just DJ being like, and it's so crazy about the arena. It's almost like, y'all are gladiators. And when we get to the sand and they're like, yeah, Gladiator 2, man. I just feel like I'm so Paul Mescal. Like, dude, what are y'all talking about?
Dude, Carter, I'm telling you, just
laid
wait.
It
there, there is so much product placement in the challenge. There is, I would say probably in 70% of the seasons, there will just randomly be an episode where they're like, and the winner of today's daily challenge gets Burger King. And everybody's
they're like, oh my God, Burger King. I feel like on Survivor, they're like, hey, here's what we're going to do. Jeff is going to be like 80-20. Let Jeff do all the Applebee's stuff. If y'all have legitimate opinions, share them, right? But on the challenge, they're like, y'all, it's advertisement day. Lay that on.
Yes.
And everybody's like, oh my God, Gladiator 2.
Well, it's because everybody on the challenge also wants brand deals when they leave. So they're hoping they're the most exciting Burger King person so that Burger King's like, maybe Corey Wharton should be a spokesperson for Burger King.
Does Liz from Survivor have an Applebee's deal yet?
It's crazy if she doesn't.
That would
What's
be
a gal got to do to get an Applebee's
deal? You know, Chili's slipped into her DMs and was like, ditch the zero, get with the hero. Come on over here.
Did they
she
really?
She posted that. Yeah.
Oh,
that's amazing.
Yeah. Chili's was like, what are you doing? What are you doing, Liz? You deserve better than that.
Come Liz, on get on over
that's
here.
That's amazing.
Get on over
and
here.
And I agree. Amazing. I agree. In a world where I'm choosing between Applebee's and Chili's, where they both have put down a tapioca pudding cup and I'm in the middle being called
by them. One of them's a clown.
Both,
one of them's a little boy.
I'm going to Chili's every time. And we know this.
It's
There's no
be.
Rule that says a dog can't go to Chili's.
Dude, Chili's has kind of figured out a good Nashville hot sauce. It's really good. Their Nashville hot on their tendies is great.
Yeah, the Nashville hot crispers. Yeah.
Explain to me how Chili's has not yet shifted into patio seating. Chili's is the most patio place.
Doesn't it feel like a super
That'd
patio
be a
place?
Great patio.
I mean, they're known for margs and chips and salsa. Give me a patio and let me eat a Buffalo Ranch Sando with some fries out in the 70
Let's
degree.
Call hey, Chili's, we have an idea. Outside Chili's.
What about outside?
Give me outside Chili's.
Don't be afraid to shoot the outside Chili's.
Well, and they're good.
And you can't get chili because they've got heated lamps out there. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Even if it's cold.
Well, somebody's going to be like, in Santa Monica, there's actually a chili. I don't want this. I want them
I don't
all to have
there.
An option.
I Chili's, live here.
Chili's just launches the patio campaign in Minneapolis. They're like, okay.
Yeah, you asked, we answered.
You asked. Here we are. Talking about Gladiator 2, it made money in the box office. It made more money than I had hoped it would make. And it probably has a lot to do with TJ and the crew.
They're going to
make that much money.
Yeah.
Shout out to the challenge cast for helping Gladiator 2 make as much money as it did. I wonder if there'll be a third. Man, how disappointing that would be.
Certainly.
Box office ball this year. We are almost done with our first month of the first quarter of the year box office ball. If you want to know more about it, it's really easy. Just pay $5 a month and join Discord. You can talk to me personally.
It's so easy.
And I'll run it through that whole thing. If you haven't done box office ball yet for this first 3 months, you can jump in. Because if the three of us who have entered in for this first round of box office ball do poorly enough especially, you can come in and only play for 2 months and still win box office ball for that season.
I think it's important to know that if we as hosts do too bad, we are going to just cancel box office
ball. We will just cancel box office ball.
And the podcast. We will take our toys and we will go home if anybody is beating us.
Well, I'm just going to start running around being like, I actually have a box office ball force field that you guys didn't know about and can't see.
Yeah, but Force field.
We're going to play, love you, Dex. We're going to play, this is in 5 rounds and y'all are against each other. I'm so sorry to pitch you against each other on this one. But I want us to, at the halfway point of this month, for our first box office ballot, the questions you had to answer there was, one, you have to have the 5 movies that we designated for February to put them in order, rank them from the most box office monies domestically to the least. Okay. The second half of this was on Flixster, according to Flixster, whose score would be higher, the critic score or the audience score? I'm going to have all five of these movies have either one or both of these. So for those of the movies that have just one score in, which critics are always in before audience, I will give that opportunity for y'all to do just a certain percentage, and whoever is closer will win that. But then after that, you're doing like we do on the ballot. You're just going to guess whose critic score is higher. Make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
It will. Disassociated somewhere in there, but I'm sure I'll figure it out. Let's go.
We're going
to
start with
like anytime anybody's ever explained the rules of a board game or card game to me. I don't actually understand what a power up token does. So let's
learn
just
better by playing, I think, which is code didn't listen.
Did you say this is a worker placement or is it a deck builder? Is it a worker placement? Is it a worker placement game? Okay.
Now, okay. When am I supposed to say Uno? That's the part I don't remember.
What is it? Isn't it community? Isn't it Troy that says, is there something to Jenga?
Is there something to Jenga?
Is there something to Jenga? We're starting with, and again, all the movies featured here were on our ballot for the February round of Box Office Ball. The first movie we have only has a critic score right now. And that movie is The Monkey. If you remember seeing this, The Monkey was like that horror, maybe leans dark humor a little bit. But we've got from that movie, Theo James, who I think got on most people's radar. The average person's radar if you watch White Lotus. But The Monkey. Who wants to guess first? Because maybe you're going to mute each other here. Or sure. Do you just want to both take a shot at it?
No, we can guess.
What do you think the critic score is? Who's going first?
I know the answer.
Jordan, you go first then.
Dozier, you're muted?
He's muted. Yeah, he must be.
It's 61%.
Okay.
67%.
Oh, Jordan said 61%. Doge said 67%. The first point here goes to Doge because The Monkey's critic score is at 88%.
Wow. They love it.
88%.
Wow.
On the tomato meter. The only
is this
other
the
movie.
Same director as Long Legs?
Is yes. At least producer. I don't remember if he directed it, but he at least yes. produced it.
And Doge, you'll go first on this one, but the only other movie that only has one score is Paddington in Peru. Its critic score is already out for Paddington in Peru.
Yeah.
Pretty acclaimed series so far across the board.
I mean, statistically, it's going to be like 150%.
Probably.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. Doge, you're guessing first.
I think they couldn't quite recapture it once we went to Peru. 97.
I'm torn between being a cynic and answering hopefully.
Mm.
Every day, my friend.
That tension.
Every day, my friend.
Yeah, I don't... torn is not the phrase I would use for where you tend to land, but I think that... Because it's like, what I want to say is like 98, they love it. But what good happens, you know? And so I feel like it's going to be like, this is the one where it's 60. I also don't know... I've never checked the critic score... I know audiences love Paddington, but do critics love Paddington? I don't remember. Hmm. And so I'm going to go, you know what? I want the world to be a place that makes me happy. I'm going 97%. Who cares?
That's what
you
I guessed
both said
well.
Is it 97%.
Really? Yeah. That's funny.
So this one's a tie because you both said 97%. I can't think of like, okay, who loves bears more though?
That's so funny.
My dog is named Bear.
I've actually seen these maybe movies.
It's a tie. It's too hard. Paddington in Peru is certified fresh already at 94%.
Okay. I would take that, dude.
Great. Good.
And so Doge still with a 1-point lead. Now we're getting into the movies that have both audience and critic score. Okay. If you both guess correctly in which side rated it higher, that's what we're guessing right now, then we will go to the percentages like we just did. Make sense?
Got it.
Make sense?
Yep.
Does it make any sense for you?
Makes sense.
Makes sense.
Let's do Dog Man. This is the Captain Underpants creator's Dog Man. He's half man, half dog. Sure. It's funny that Wolf Man came out the same month.
Right.
Very different vibe. So Jordan, who was higher here? Critics
audience.
Or audience?
It's audience.
Doge, you ready? Did you hear what he said?
Yeah, man, I didn't have time to mute.
That's fine.
And it's, I also think audience, critics are not going to love this one. But you know who does? Six-year-olds.
Yeah, I don't think we need to mute for the binary answer.
That's true. Y'all are right. Now we go into percentages. Jordan, you will guess first.
I'm guessing the audience or critic?
You're guessing the audience.
Got it.
At this point, because y'all were both correct.
I'm muted, just so you know. I can't hear if you guys are talking right now, but I just want you to know that I'm muted.
I'm guessing for the audience that this was a 73%.
And we're guessing the percentages.
Audience percent.
Audience
percent. Audience percent for Captain Dogman underwear pants is 77.
Y'all are so close on all
of
these.
We're right in there.
Jordan said 73. Doge said 77. Okay. Doge gets his second point because the audience score is 84% for Dogman.
Wow. Dude.
It's very close because it is certified fresh from critics at 80%. Only a 4% difference.
It's tough to...
For Dogman.
It's tough to think that there's any validity in the audience rating.
Yeah.
Because I know that some of the people who are rating this have Facebook accounts. And it's like, I don't think I trust your opinion on stuff.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
They're in some group on Facebook that's like, took the kids to see Dogman this weekend and I liked it except for... There was some stuff in there that felt a little like DEI, you know? And I think that that's probably from the devil.
I'm not really sure why didn't they show us how he pees. I was so interested to see how he pees. Is it four legs or two? Answer the tough questions, y'all. What are y'all afraid of? Is he dog? I'll tell you if he's dog or man. Kihei Kwan flick, Love Hurts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's higher, critics or audience?
Almost always audience.
I think audience.
Correct again. So we'll go to percentages. Doge, you will guess first.
I think audiences give this one an 83.
It's an audience.
Think audience here.
It's an audience.
Yeah, think when you're thinking about it, think audience for this one.
It's an audience. This one's an audience.
Mm-hmm. You're on the right track.
80%.
Close again. Doge says 83. Jordan says 80. Jordan gets the point here.
Ooh.
Audience score 61%.
Wow, that's low.
Oh, no.
Critic score. And I have never seen a consensus review like this. Critic score 18%. And on this website, the consensus just says, ouchie.
Period. Oh no.
Uh-oh. Ugh. That's not good at all.
Nope.
They like Dogman better than this.
Nope.
Maybe Dogman is an amazing movie full of heart and passion. I don't know.
It could be.
What if?
It could
be. And honestly, probably some old time values if the Facebook crowd's loving it too.
Some old time values. Our final movie. So Jordan, if you win this one, we'll go into a tiebreaker.
Sure.
But we do start. Was the audience score or the critic score higher for Captain America Brave New World?
Oh, audience.
I'm going to go audience score.
That is correct.
Almost always.
Oh, you mean the first major box office bomb of 2025 that I truly believe will not turn a profit? Is that the movie you're talking about?
Those reshoots are nuts.
Yeah.
Jordan, I think you're first on this one. First to guess.
Right.
Yeah, go for it.
Audience score still, yeah. Just making sure.
Yeah, audience.
I'm going to go 53%.
Now presenting his guess.
What'd you say?
Oh, mute again.
I muted again.
53%.
Okay.
I just wanted to let you guys know it's been a mute-unmute journey for me because I unmuted too early and came in while Jordan was doing some kind of Blue's Clues sound. And then I muted again. And then I came back and Carter was like, wait, what'd you say? And then I had to mute again.
Yeah.
And now I'm here. I just feel like I've worked really hard to get to this moment where I get to say that I think the critic score is 64%. Or the audience score is 64%.
Doge takes the win here. Jordan's guess was 53. Doge said 64. The audience score for Captain America Brave New World is 80%.
Wow.
Wow.
With the critic score being 51%.
Wow. So if the game was different, I would have won.
If it was different, you would have won.
If it was a different game, I would have won.
If the rules changed, you could have had it.
Critic consensus, Anthony Mackie capably takes up Cap's mantle and shield.
Sure.
But Brave New World is too routine and overstuffed with uninteresting Easter eggs to feel like a worthy standalone adventure for this new Avengers leader.
Don't get me wrong.
You could have said that about any movie that has come out since Endgame.
That's true. I don't think No Way Home
except
was good.
No Way Home, Shang-Chi was awesome, and they forgot that Shang-Chi exists, and Guardians of the Galaxy 3 was awesome.
There's going to be a lot of bad faith arguments about this movie that have to do with Anthony Mackie taking over the role of Captain America.
I love Anthony Mackie in this role. Mackie's great.
And I feel it's like once every 6 months recently, I feel the need to reiterate that, like, as a podcast, and stop me if I'm not speaking for you, although I feel very confident that I am, as a podcast, I feel so weird wading into the waters of, like, I do not care for new Marvel and new Star Wars because there are a lot of very gross people with gross reasons for not liking new Marvel and Star Wars that have to do with women in elevated roles, people of color and more diverse casting, both across a racial and sexual spectrum, that really bother people. And, like, there are just reasons that I think are, like, anywhere from just stupid to, like, outright hateful and bigoted that people don't like these things.
Right.
I want to be so clear that I came by my distaste honest. I just think they're making bad movies.
I think people are good. The movies are just bad.
Right, dude. They're just... Yeah. I wish the timing was different. I wish it was like, oh, I hate that. It's like, we don't agree... The beginning of our sentence has the same words. It's what comes after it that's so very different here.
It's like, it's almost if Marvel would put out one that was only straight white guys, then I would be like, see, this one's bad
this
too.
This one's also bad.
See, that means that they are bad, but not for the reason you guys think they're bad.
Right. Yes. Yes. I think I really like Anthony Mackie, and I think that he's a great successor. And, like, there's precedent for this character to take over for Cap. Like, they didn't just pull this whole cloth out of nowhere. So it really just comes down to what we've been saying about Disney for a long time, which is, like, they just forgot how to put any heart into anything anymore. They don't remember what it means to make movies that they are passionate about and movies that are interesting.
I don't think that's the goal. I don't think their goal is to make movies they're passionate about are interesting.
So. Movies have gone from, and not all movies, certainly. There are still movies being made that are amazing. But by and large, blockbusters, Hollywood has gone from, and it probably happened way earlier than we even realized, but it feels like instead of making art, it's like an investment and we just want to see a return on our investment and that's it.
Return on investment is an interesting conversation regarding Captain America.
Sure.
This movie, because the reported budget is $180 million. Rule of thumb is to double that in marketing. So we're looking at $360 million, not including reshoots. And this would have to do... if this did the same box office numbers as the Marvels, which is kind of where it's tracking,
right?
This would make less than $360 million at the box office. So this might be like a full-on have to write this movie off as a loss. We did not turn a profit.
That's crazy.
Captain America 4.
Right.
I think in the, if we are, I don't know how many people are interested, but if you're like looking for the heart of Disney, and you already know that I did the Disney adult test. And so I'm basically there. You know, I think I could be identified or misidentified, however you want to interpret it, as a Disney adult. But the parks, yes, they also make money, but if you're not good enough, you don't become ultimately a cog in the wheel of the parks, like the characters.
Right.
Right. There's been stories like they were going to do John Carter of Mars ride, tore that down. Can't do that because it wasn't good enough. Wish, which was that show that had like the star and Chris
Supposed
Pine
to be like
was the villain.
A celebration of 100 years of Disney. Yeah.
They gave the merch about 10 months. And nobody was buying it, pulled it all. It's like if you don't have enough to bring any kind of nostalgia, you don't make it to the big leagues, which is their parks. It's just not going to happen. You're not going to stick around. Like there's a shawarma stand in Disneyland because of that cutscene at the end that people just loved so much after Avengers.
Yeah, right.
So, yeah, I think it's all pretty interesting.
We treat our podcast the same way. If you're not going to make us money, then we're cutting you, which is why we never will cut shout announcements. The most profitable part of the show by a mile.
Easily.
Let's head there right now. I haven't done that. I was a child. I forgot that I could do that.
It's pretty good.
I am shocked. Pretty I did not know you could do that.
I don't think I've done it since I was a kid. Thank you. Yeah.
Wow. Do it again.
What do you want me to say?
I don't know. Do the rest of the episode like that.
Okay, here's the thing. I kind of announced last week with the Wandas podcast. They're awesome. I can listen to it.
I feel like I'm sort of losing the clarity.
I think the fact that you could do hard consonants blows my mind. Like a P, you made a P noise
nuts.
In there.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
Yeah.
How you do?
The P and the B were a little tough, but.
Hey. Yeah, that's true.
You know? Look, I'm not going to argue with that.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, consensus survey says yes.
Yeah. Critic score.
What if survey answered everything for you, Doge, and that was just your quirk? We just got to get through. Survey says triple dipper, I think, today.
Yeah. In case you don't speak trapped at the bottom of a clothes hamper, which is what I think that sort of mostly sounds like.
I love that.
We recorded a really fun episode of the podcast last week with the Blondies, Dax and Hayden, which you may be familiar with because of Finding Mr. Christmas on Hallmark. And the episode is so much fun. If you're in so and out fun. With us and that was when you were out on accident, go back and be in on it because it's really fantastic and they're so much fun. So make sure you go check that out. Also, check something else exciting is happening right now.
While you're searching through your podcast app, while you tap that magnifying glass and start typing stuff in, I want you to go ahead and also type in Imagine Dungeons. It's our actual play D&D podcast. If you haven't listened to it, we've been telling you about it for a long time. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the deal is. Like, you should listen to it. We're in the process of recording season 2 currently, and it is
so good.
Hey, surprise, guys. It's really fun to play Dungeons & Dragons with your friends.
Yeah.
Season 2 is turning out awesome, and we are so excited to release that here soon. But now's a great time to catch up on season 1. It is all out. It is all bingeable. And listen, I'm one of the people on the show, but I think it's all good, too. And I think you're really going to love it.
It is very good.
Yeah, you'll like it a lot.
I suppose that's it, huh?
Yeah, that's probably. It. I can't think of anything else.
We'll just sort of fade out while we go back to the show.
We'll just sort of manually fade our voices out and start talking even quieter.
You just got like higher pitched.
We'll just sort of fade our voices out.
Fade out and do that. So maybe double.
It's because my voice is going to heaven, like Yoda when Yoda fades out.
Yes, right?
And it's going higher. That's why. That's right. If you want to know the science behind it, that's what it is.
That's
our show
is.
Has involved a lot of geographically based theological assertions these last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Big ones.
When you fall through the ground, you go to hell. And when your voice gets higher, you're going up to heaven.
That's all it
that
is.
That is
simple enough.
I mean, it's true. It's science. Yeah, that is I don't know how real. You can argue
just read
with
the
it.
Book. True, yeah. And you'll that's know for it yourself.
It's all in the book. That's what the people in my Facebook group said.
I guess we're back.
We're here.
I assume we're back.
This can be back.
Doge, do you have something horrible? Besides that sound, yeah. Do you have something else horrible?
Yeah, I can do the sound again. I can keep doing that sound. My body is still sort of experiencing the aftershocks of the influenza. So I do have a sort of a crunchy laugh or crunchy cough that I can do on demand.
Eesh.
So I can do some more of those. Or we could play a game called the Top Tens, where I have sourced a list from the internet, and I need you guys to guess the things.
Is this has a new name?
On this list. Oh, no, I think it's always been called the Top Tens.
Has it?
Sorry, I'm going to come back from heaven. I think it's always been called the Top Tens.
Has it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Has it? Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to play the Top Tens today. This is the name of the website, thetoptens.com. It is crowdsourced lists of things. Today's list comes from user Gary the Snail.
Classic.
These are the worst activities you have to do in PE class. Anybody else groan when these are the phys ed activities?
The worst?
I'm just thinking the worst activities. We're getting like halfway through the spring semester. And I just want to focus on like, what have we learned this year that is so bad that we don't want to do next year in third grade PE?
This is tough because I loved PE.
I liked PE.
Uh-oh.
10 things? Maybe. Can I go first?
I mean, yeah.
Jordan, is it okay if I go first?
Yeah, of course.
Rope climb.
Rope climb. That was very hard for me. I had zero upper body strength and still have zero upper body strength.
I was like, good for you for getting through that, man.
No. Rope climb does not make the top 10.
Then, okay.
Strike one. Actually, that's a good thing to do in PE. People love it.
The fitness gram pacer test.
Pacer test is number 6.
Number 6?
Hey, this comment is tough. I'm pretty sure we can judge a student's athletic ability just by looking at them. No need for these dumb tests.
Wow.
Whoa, top 10s?
Wow, top 10s?
That's kind of, I don't really like that energy, top 10s.
Bro.
Okay, point for Jordan.
Dodgeball.
Point or just not strike?
Dodgeball, number 1. I used to think it was fun, but now in middle school, we play it too much. I always get very hurt. And this is from Gary the Snail, who's the author of the list.
Dude, dodgeball is maybe the... When you walked into the gym and you saw the dodgeballs lined up, it's game time. It's the best day of my life.
At first, it's fun, but it gets worse and worse.
Nope.
Jamie, but 1, 2, 3.
There are 3 things that I was excited to see when I walked into gym PE. It was dodgeballs on the floor. It was those scooters things with those like squares with the wheels on them that you scoot around on your butt.
Oh yeah. You know what I'm talking about? You constantly roll over your own fingers.
Destroy your fingers.
Yeah.
And then big parachute.
Big parachute.
Oh, big parachute.
We never did big parachute.
Really?
Maybe once or twice we did big parachute. Big parachute was like only if it was raining. It was like, guess what?
A lot of big parachute.
It's raining. No recess today.
You're still doing it outside though. It's so heavy. Just water shooting up in the air. Jordan, it's your turn. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm trying to. So like, are these like specific activities or more like this is a day, like you walk in and it's like, it's this day in PE. You know what I mean?
I'm going to step outside the top 10s. No matter what I answer, you're going to say I changed the rules.
Not if you answer right. That's not true.
Worst activities you have to do in PE class.
You are just so bad at answering.
Anybody else grown when these are the phys ed activities? Survey says these are things you do in PE.
The mile.
The mile. Number 10.
Yeah. Just thinking of something that somebody in Cookie Monster pajama pants would be whining about in PE class.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm going to say... I'd love PE. I can't... I'm realizing I am. Because I'm like, how do I get into the head of freaking Mark Wilman, that nerd? What would he have hated? basketball.
Basketball's number 5.
Dude, what?
And just in case you wanted to know, they have helpfully said basketball is a sport played by 2 teams of 5 players on a rectangular court. The objective is to shoot a ball through a hoop 18 inches in diameter and 10 feet high, mounted to a blackboard at each end.
This is just like the worst thing about PE is PE.
Number 5 is basketball. I was always scared that the ball would hit me in the face because once a boy did that to me on purpose. I'm sorry. That
okay.
Sucks.
But we're in the right
realm
now. Trying
to remember what else was even in PE.
I think now we just named sports.
Y'all are getting close. You're getting in the head of Gary the Snail.
Okay. What would a snail not like?
I feel like this person who is crafting this list.
Mm-hmm.
What like, because it's like, part of me wants to be like, I don't know, push-ups. But like, is that a PE activity? You know what I mean? Like, necessarily?
You guys have not said number 2, number 3, number 4.
We only got
number
3 of them.
7, 8, or 9.
Okay, push-ups.
Push-ups are number 9. And the text underneath says, I've run out of ideas, Gary the Snail.
Yeah, all right.
Gary didn't like anything to do with PE. So we just need to pick things that were in PE.
Right. Just like remember what happened in PE and you'll probably get it.
Tag.
Oh, tag is so fun.
Tag.
I liked freeze tag. I was a freeze tag person.
Tag is an interesting guess. Tag does not make the list.
Tag's more recess than PE to me.
Yeah. Because PE is like inside, right?
Structured. That's the way I think of PE. Not necessarily. It's just structured by a teacher, where recess is free play.
Hey, number 25 is butt scooters. So people hate it. It's just not the top 10.
Why would that be on there? It's the best day.
I have two strikes, yeah.
You do, yeah.
Mm.
Worst activities you have to do in PE class. Anybody else groan when these are the phys ed activities?
Oh, I've got one.
Dude, I feel like they're going to be like, I hate group stretches. Let's say group stretches.
Oh, I wish it was on there.
Oh, that's your guess? You are saying
my guess is group stretches.
Okay. Yeah, no, not on the list. That's a strike. Sorry.
I'm just trying to remember what happened in PE class.
Dude, jump rope. No, it's already not there. If he has to
jump rope, not on the list. Did you guys do? We did a thing. Did you do jump rope for heart? We did a thing that was called jump rope for heart. It may have been. Hang on. Let me just check this real quick.
It was sponsored by Tarzan.
Yeah. Jump rope for heart is from the Heart Foundation. Primary school skipping challenge that turns kids into heart heroes. So you like jump rope and like somehow you can jump rope to raise money. And I remember as a kid being like, how does this help anybody's heart that I keep jumping rope in PE class? How do I transfer this energy of like, now I'm sweaty from jumping and then I have to go to have Mavis Beacon teach me how to type after this? How do I transfer this power to somebody whose heart is bad?
Dude, it is
so crazy. I don't understand
how
this is helpful.
To think about how as a kid you would go from like, okay, I just ran a mile and played about 30 minutes of kickball and then did some pull-ups and sit-ups. And now I'm just going to, in my jeans that I did all of that stuff in, I'm going to go to class now.
Ew.
Dude, I think if it's like at 10 a.m., if I play 30 minutes of kickball in jeans, I'm probably done for the day.
Kickball is my next guess, by the way. You already spoiled it, but kickball is my next guess.
Kickball. Let's see kickball.
Kickball's so fun.
Do we see kickball? Do we have kickball? That's a strike on kickball, which is also what I heard often playing kickball.
You struck?
Aww. You missed?
No, I didn't
struck out in kickball?
No, I didn't. No, I didn't. I was making a joke. It's a comedy podcast.
Oh, yeah. Is that three strikes for Jordan?
I think that was three.
I think
so do we just keep going?
Up to you guys.
No, Jordan got more than me. No.
I did.
I got basketball. And that's it. I just got basketball.
You got dodgeball. You said dodgeball. Yeah.
I got the fitness gram pacer test, the mile push-ups.
Yeah, so Jordan won.
Jordan won. Worst activities you have to do in PE class. Soccer's not on there. Number one is dodgeball. Number two, track. Number three,
what?
Sitting out.
That sounds like your favorite thing. That sounds like your favorite thing. What's the reasoning for not liking sitting out?
We can read the comments. You want to read the comments? Let's dive in.
I'm just confused.
I'd rather this than torturous volleyball. I'd rather be away from attention where I would get tortured if I were playing. This is fun. I like to punish people for their crimes. I'd rather do this. Number four, football. What about if you get hit in the head and randomly get knocked out? Good point.
Number five, dude.
Basketball.
So
number six, pacer test. Number seven, capture the flag. Number eight, sit-ups. Number nine, push-ups. Number 10, the mile. Is there anything in this top 10 list that you did not like?
Yeah, I hated the pacer test and I didn't love the mile. I don't like just forced running.
No, I hate
the games
mile.
And activities. I think
mile
are
would
fun.
Be my number one.
The games are fun. I think the things that I don't enjoy on this list are football, basketball, pacer test, mile. I was always disappointed and I don't like track. So, I mean, five of them I didn't
track
enjoy.
Track is so weird though. PE, at least for me, PE was never like 4-yard dash or like.
If we got to PE and it's like you're playing a sport that's real, I'm like, man, that sucks. I'd rather play dodgeball or capture the flag.
Track was more that thing like at the end of the school year to where you would have the little competitions, like long jump and all that stuff.
Yeah.
We never did that.
I loved it.
I don't think.
Well, I think statistically, the three of us now qualify as jocks because we did enjoy, each of us enjoyed at least 50% of
this list. List was made by a pocket protector that became sentient.
I think for long-time listeners, that's a 2/3 of a surprise. What you just announced for us on the podcast.
Definitely.
Yeah, you seem really strong and athletic just by the sound of your voice. So
that's good.
I can probably hear your voice.
They know I like sports.
Yeah.
I do too, because I watched the challenge. More than I like sports. Like, I liked playing basketball and PE and stuff, but I know that like dodgeball is athletic, but it's not a sport. It's a game. Yeah, and like, I love games. I like capture the
flag. What's the difference? What's the difference between a sport and a game?
There's a more level playing field between jocks and just real humans, I think, in a game. Mm. Like, it's somewhere between like less of a learning curve.
Survivor's a game.
Survivor's a game, but I would say
challenges.
I would say Ultimate Frisbee.
Interesting.
Is a sport, but it's like more gamey.
Sure.
Golf is a game. You'll never convince me otherwise.
Okay.
Golf and darts fall under the same category, and like pool, like playing pool, like those are the same thing. One of them, you just take a walk in between.
Maybe putt.
No,
dude, you're so wrong.
No, golf is a game.
That's crazy how wrong you are right now, dude.
No, it's okay. It's fine for golf to be a game. It doesn't have to be a sport. Everybody's so insecure about it, but like golf is a
Everyone
game.
Everyone is.
Golf is a game. If you played darts and between every throw you took like 100-foot walk, that's golf. Congrats.
You've played golf.
I have.
Oh, okay.
This sounds like somebody who's played
golf. You lived on a golf course.
I did. I did because I personally.
I cannot possibly question
it. Is weird that you lived in the whole like Caddyshack.
Yes.
That's really surprising every time I remember that. Because you seem like a house guy, but I forget that you're a golf hole guy.
Yeah, I'm a golf hole guy. Yeah, I grew up playing golf. I hated it. Every time I've ever played golf has been against my will.
Because you hate games. You're not a gamer.
It's a game. It's not a sport.
Okay.
It's cool that we can all still be friends though. Like we can have that conversation and like we're still friends after we have that conversation.
I would agree though that the challenge is a sport that throws in Bravo style personal drama in between way more than it is.
Because there comes a point when it's like, oh, if it's Theo against Ryan, then it's different now. Someone came in with an advantage.
Right.
Like if we're going to hall brawl or whatever it's called.
Right.
And it's the 300 pounder against the 130 pounder. It's
somebody's dying today. And their earlier seasons are less like that. Earlier seasons are more like 70-30, like 70 drama, 30 athleticism. But I feel like they started to shift towards the challenge.
I realize with starting season 42, I'm only getting the mostly Amazonian people. Like
for sure.
Yeah. They're all just so fit. I'm like, okay, well, this isn't everybody. There's no way they always all look like this.
No, they definitely don't.
This is Mount Olympus right here.
Yeah, you get some pretty wild people in 40. Okay, moving on from that delicious game. Thank you, Doge, for all the hard work that I know you
put in. Thanks, Doge.
Now, do you mean it? Because usually when we play one of my games, you like really whine a lot about it and complain.
Yeah, thank you for giving me the chance to clarify. No, I do not mean it.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
I really
Survey says, thanks for sharing.
Yeah, I appreciate the chance you gave me to come clean about that. No, I don't mean it. To honor Carter's foray into the challenge, I think we should start our next game with a name that is near and dear to the challenge, because we're about to play a little bit of Tim Allen Presents Wild Hogs. And we're jumping in big time.
Yeah.
Head first into the deep end with TJ.
Hedge first, some might say.
TJ the Hedgehog.
TJ
the Hedgehog was created by user TJ0001.
So it's a self-insert.
The first TJ.
So, this is the TJ.
The T of all J's. TJ the Hedgehog has a vest, no shirt.
Interesting. Okay.
Wow. Blue jeans.
Okay.
Okay.
Necklace. Oh, red? See, I think he's orange.
Okay.
TJ showing us two fists.
Wow.
Two fists. Mm. And we're seeing teeth in this smile.
Okay. Are they sharp or flat? Meat or plant eater?
They're both.
All kinds.
They're not all sharp.
He's trying to corner you into over-specifying your answer.
Very specific. And this, and I think he looks like he didn't enjoy dodgeball in PE.
His clothes are black.
Oh, see, black vest. I think black pants. And I think
I've already said blue jeans, so that's on me. You can, yeah, have, you can have that.
You're stuck. You're stuck. You got, I tricked me. You. You fell into my trap.
I feel like Jafar when he gets trapped into a lamp.
Uh-huh. Phenomenal cosmic power.
Phenomenal.
Itty bitty living space.
I think I'm all TJ'd out, dude. I think though when he laughs, his tongue gets real big.
Yeah, his tongue comes all the way out when he laughs.
That's a very big important TJ thing, dude.
It's becoming a little more of the TJ charm. Because he's giving people a hard time, and I love that no one is safe from that.
Yes.
But when I first heard it, I was like, oh, don't like that.
Wowzers. Yeah.
I don't know if I like that.
Yeah, you're on the right journey for sure. Okay.
I was going to say sunglasses, but I'm not sure that I want to because all Sonic characters have eyes like a windshield, and yeah. I don't know how they would wear sunglasses.
Well, no credits given for Wooda.
Yeah, no sunglasses.
Okay.
It's a harsh game.
So this is...
That's what makes it a sport.
This is tough. Yeah. Doge, I'm going to give you credit for something you started with that you got too specific with and actually steered off course. But because the first guess was right, I'm going to give it to you.
Best?
Doge wins this one 2-1.
Nice. That's a great overall score for us.
Yeah, it's not bad.
When's the last time we got three?
somebody cleared one, which is great. I'm sending to you now. TJ the Hedgehog. Doge is going to get the point for vest, no shirt. And Doge is going to get the point for black pants. Carter gets the point for red.
Yeah.
And teeth. But.
Oh, that is true, actually.
Yeah, that's true.
I sort of discounted teeth because I feel like that's 50-50 anyway. But you were right. We are seeing teeth in the smile.
There are teeth and there's not always teeth. So I think that should count.
No, that's a great point. I forgot teeth. I overlooked teeth.
Man, I wish I had said knee pads made of human skulls.
Yeah, so I was going to point out what's interesting here is that we
I thought they were little ghost squids.
Knee pads made of skulls, but also, have we seen a barefoot hog before?
No, it's apish.
It's hobbit feet.
It sucks to see a barefoot hog, honestly.
Why have we done this? Why have we done this?
It actually really sucks to see a barefoot hog.
Yeah, it's not good.
TJ, maybe Santa's helper too?
Yeah, it's like a little
elfish for sure.
Father Christmassy. The toes are what sucks, man.
I think it's the patch of hair on top of the foot, like it's a hog bit.
a hedge bit.
Yeah, the toes are my favorite.
The toes are so human.
Yeah, it's pretty tough. I'm going to need the two of you.
What are the odds that TJ 000001 TJ underscore beta traced his own foot for this?
No, I'm just hog foot. We didn't use this one, but I am just going to send you guys another TJ that caught my eye.
What? It's so funny.
TJ the cheese cow.
this person has to be under 7. I think that the person who drew this is over seven
in Microsoft Paint like this, it would look like this. I want you to know that.
Yeah, that's
so this
true,
is supposed
actually.
To be this cheese cloud puff is supposed to be running, right? The action.
It's, it's an Chester, action shot. The cheetah from Cheetos, now that you mentioned
it. Oh, very much so. Yeah, very much so.
I don't like the butthole belly button.
The little X is
the belly butthole.
The belly butthole. Okay.
I love him in The Boys, dude.
Give me the two
Carl
of you.
Carl Urban's so good.
The two of you put your heads together and give me the name for this next hog. You've tied.
I mean, let's keep going reality host, right? Can we say Jeff?
Jeff the Hedgehog.
Wait. Or do we want to say RuPaul the Hedgehog?
Yeah, RuPaul the Hedgehog.
Yeah.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
See if it comes up.
All right.
Try it.
Are you afraid? What are you afraid?
So far, all we have is a Reddit post from 2 years ago that just says, "Where does Rue say you look like Hedgehog?"
Mm. Is there a Rue the Hedgehog?
Turn your safe search off. Maybe that'll get us something.
Yeah. Google, show me everything. I need to see it.
Search RuPaul the Hedgehog inappropriate and see what comes up.
Someone has drawn on Instagram, it looks like, a Bob the Burger. Bob's Burger character-esque silhouette of someone on the RuPaul Drag Race stage doing a runway dressed like Sonic the Hedgehog.
Okay.
Which is just a lot. RuPaul. Let me try Ru.
I would settle for Rupert as well.
That's so different.
Okay, I'm not seeing any Ru.
Let's do Jeff then.
Let's do Jeff.
I feel confident about Jeff.
How confident do you feel about Jeff Probst the Hedgehog?
I mean, if you want.
No, let's do Jeff the Hedgehog.
All right.
With a J, not a G.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
J-E-F.
I'm not looking for a gee-off.
Okay, there's a couple of different directions here. I do think... No. Wow, Jeff the Hedgehog returned some problematic results, if I'm being honest.
Okay,
with you.
Let's keep going. Television
They're
show
here.
Hosts.
I want to be clear that they are here. But
yeah. Did you know that? Okay. Did y'all watch Saved by the Bell?
Of course.
I went down a rabbit hole here. So Zach, right? Is that the main character?
Yeah, Mark Paul Gosselaar.
Yeah. Did you know that? Yeah, Mark Paul Gosselaar, his children are being raised by Jeff Probst.
What?
Jeff Probst is their stepdad because he married Mark Paul Gosselaar's first wife. Jeff's second wife is Mark Paul Gosselaar's ex-wife. And Jeff Probst is raising Zach's kids. He's the stepdad to these children. They got married in 2023.
He's the dad who stepped up, first of all. Let's correct that.
The dad who Jeffed up.
That's amazing. The dad who Jeffed up.
He's not a Jeff dad. Wow. He's a dad who Jeffed up.
Can we do Jeff? Can we do Jeff or do we need to figure out a different name?
So most of the Jeffs are in fact the art of famous internet meme from like 2009, Jeff the Killer, which is just sort of hot topic-y. And then several of them, for some reason, a lot of the art for different Jeffs, even the OK Jeffs, they're linked to these wiki verse things for stuff that I've either never heard of, and when I click them, all the character names sound like hate speech or fandoms that I'm not comfortable promoting for ethical reasons.
Okay, let's keep going down our list.
Maybe Jeffrey. Do we want to do Jeffrey, perhaps?
We could do Jeffrey. We could also do Julie, Regis, or Pat. Oh, I would settle for any of those
Julie,
three.
Julie the Hedgehog is fantastic. Let's go to Julie for sure. Yep.
Okay, great.
Yep.
Wow. Julie Chin from Big Brother the Hedgehog.
Man, we have a lot of... Apparently, there might be an actual Sonic character named Julie, but not all of these are that.
Julia, I believe, right?
I'm seeing Julie the Echidna, Julie Sue the Echidna, and I'm seeing that a bunch. Enough that I think maybe it's real.
Oh my God.
Because I'm seeing a lot of art of Julie Sue the Echidna.
Do we need to hit eject on Julie?
Nope, because... I have found
Other Julie the Hedgehog.
Other Julie the Hedgehog.
I think Other Julie is purple.
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 It's almost, that Luigi impression is almost Nosferatu.
Yeah.
Purple.
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 Let's go. I think rings, like rings on the things, rings.
Rings on things.
Okay.
Thing rings.
A necklace, I believe.
Okay. Are you jumping on the jewelry train? All right.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Whatever you That's say, fine. I'm going to say something slightly. I'm going to keep prices writing you for other Julie the Hedgehog.
Roller skates.
Roller blades. No, that's not my guess.
Green eyes.
Okay.
All I have is purple necklace.
Sure.
Eyelashes.
Long jacket.
Just has them? Is that what you're saying?
Well, in a cartoon, in a cartoon world. No. So like Donald Duck doesn't have eyelashes. Daisy Duck does.
Okay.
Mickey Mouse doesn't have eyelashes. Minnie Mouse does. I think other Julie the Hedgehog does have eyelashes.
Sure.
A hammer. I think this is kind of just they've colored over Amy.
Okay.
That's cool. A gun.
Sure, man. Yeah, and her game is rated
I hate
T,
to
and
say
she
it.
Says, damn, damn.
She got the gun, dude. Julie got a
Anything
gun.
Else?
Like the famous
fingerless
song.
Gloves.
Okay.
Fingerless.
See, this is the heat
gloves.
I like.
I think so to recap, purple
no, I got
necklace,
it. No,
fingerless
I got it.
Gloves, eyelashes.
Got it. No need. No
I like to
needed.
Think that Jordan keeps a document that is only our descriptors of hogs, and it just has the 150 plus right now.
We're going to make an ultra hog someday.
Yeah.
Control F eyelashes. Okay, we've said that 6 times.
Jordan's going to just design the hog of our dreams with everything we've ever said in one hog
for
each of us.
Who's tapping out? We done?
Done.
Yeah, I'm done.
Great.
With a score of one.
Yeah.
Doge takes it for eyelashes, I guess. Congrats,
so
man.
Stupid, dude.
Yeah, thanks for raking me over the coals for my very good guess.
Julie the Hedgehog is sort of just like Wine Mom vibes. She's got jeans, tall boots, tight green shirt with a little bit of cleave poking through the neckline.
Some cleave for sure.
She's got a headband pushing the hair back. She looks trendy and cool.
She does look trendy and cool.
Maybe send this one to Hayden.
Kind of. Kind of looks like if Roxanne from a Goofy movie was a hedgehog.
That explains why I'm so powerfully attracted to her. Well, I feel like sort of with a score of kind of tie and then one, and we've gone so long today. I think that's a good place to end. Wild
Probably
Dogs.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Does she have
just kind of.
It looks like in her hair, there's like a tiny American flag. Do y'all see that? Like
yeah,
it's,
it does
like
kind
it's blocking
of
it.
I think that's an artifact
from the eyelashes.
From the eyelashes, so yeah.
Too. One
I
of
think
us
it's just some stray pixels that got caught.
I'm not going to say who. One of us is going to step away for a second and pee-pee, and then the other two are going to talk about the traitors.
Yeah. Okay.
Great.
Yeah. Oh wait,
traitors.
No. I wanted. I thought I was going to pee.
Oh.
Yeah.
So two of us
we're
are going to step away and pee, and
so
I'm going to talk about traitors.
Wait, and then you pee. So what if we all just pee? And
okay.
Then just like we're going to leave. I don't know how long does it take. 5 minutes, 10 minutes of silence right here for us to go to the bathroom.
Perfect. Sounds great. I from the start of her being elected a traitor. Spoilers, by the way, if you're not caught up on traitors, but you would know this at least if you've seen the first few episodes. Still not a big fan of Danielle.
Dude, she has absolutely zero strategy. She is extremely frustrating. I think she's good at her own show. She's terrible at the traitors.
She's just overacting a lot.
Oh my goodness.
She is pretty rude to Carolyn. And that triggers me a little bit. Like
that
I just
an unfortunate, like I feel like the other cast members of Carolyn's Survivor season did the same kind of thing where they're like, there's no way everybody treats Carolyn like she's just a goat to drag to the end because she's like weird socially.
Yeah.
But Carolyn is doing well. And I think Carolyn acts so strange that when she acts strange, people are like, oh, that tracks. That's
yeah. Everyone's the most shocked too when they find out it's her. But
yeah.
I think too that I do like where this one ended in that we now have the opportunity, which we thought would come to where you can either murder someone or invite them, entice them to become a traitor. And Danielle wants to have Brittany, which is so silly.
And of course she
Carolyn
does,
is standing her ground and I'm proud of her for that. But it feels like there's been so many times up in the turret where we see her stand her ground. And then it still ends up happening what everybody else wanted to happen.
I'm curious if the person that pushed Carolyn out of standing her ground, if that was Rob, then I think she's going to have a good result this week. But if that was Danielle, then I think it's going to be the same story again.
I think it's probably both. I think recruiting Brittany is bad for Danielle and Carolyn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She has so much heat on her.
Both of them. The relationship between the logic Brittany of and Danielle.
I understand the logic of like, if we recruit Brittany and then sacrifice her as... here's some blood and you get your female traitor you've been looking for, then that works out. But here's the problem. Danielle's not going to want to do that. And they're going to know they recruited.
Yeah.
Because nobody's going to be murdered and the shield left. So
yeah.
Yep.
They're going to know that they recruited. So I think the best choice for recruitment for my personal entertainment is Gabby.
Yeah.
Gabby is a ton of fun.
I don't think she'd be particularly good at being a traitor, but I would love to see it.
That's fine. No. I think she would say yes too.
For sure.
How they're immediately like, well, Dolores would never do that. Dolores is so loyal to the faithfuls and they just know like she would spit on the invitation.
Yeah.
And just take a long walk off a short pier.
If they want to add a guy to the turret, I think Dylan is not a bad choice, actually.
Not at all.
No, I don't think he's
but
a bad choice.
I think I'm interested. I would rather see an all-lady turret. I think it's more interesting to watch.
If I was a traitor, in week 3 or 4, I would try and convince my fellow traitors, especially if no traitors had been banished yet, to not murder anyone. If that's even something you can do.
Yeah, we've never seen them do that.
To make people think there's another one now.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, I think that would be so chaotic. We lost Sierra, which sucks. And way to stand her ground too.
For
we
sure.
watch Summer House. We've seen all of that. And that's where Sierra is from. And she really is like that. She's just a badass, strong woman. And sometimes people can't handle that. And so she was really, I can attest to from what I've seen of her. Again, I don't know her. It's a parasocial relationship. What I've seen of her, she acted exactly how she's always acted when she is in front of a camera.
Sure.
And so I get it. People just wanted to put things to rest with the whole coffin theory. But when we were sitting there and it was between her and she calls out Danielle, Sierra was clearly more truthful and convincing than anything Danielle had to say.
100%.
She's doing that thing where she just shakes all the time. It's just so over the top. And how is Brittany not seeing this? If they've had a lot of time together on Big Brother, and from what I can tell, this isn't anything Danielle is like in Big Brother.
They really have only Brittany played like, reindeer games together. I don't think they've actually played a real season of the show together.
Oh, okay.
Maybe they have and I don't remember. I don't think so.
Yeah.
But the thing with where all their beef is from is reindeer games, which was like a short special event that doesn't really matter. But
yeah. Don't know who gets murdered. But Sierra is banished. Highlight of the episode is definitely Tom Sandoval trying 100%. To sing nursery rhymes backwards.
100%. I would say succeeding. I think there's plenty of things you can say negatively about Tom. He did a good job there in that game.
He did.
I thought I was going to watch someone die live on TV when they're at the round table. And instead of saying traitors, he says cheaters.
Dude,
oh, that women are cheaters, dude. Most often cheaters.
Dude, that's crazy.
The way that people came at him, and you know, it was also millions of people through the screen.
Yes, for sure.
There was a fraction of a second that the world saw red when Tom said that after knowing everything that he's done already. And it was fantastic. I thought he was going to get ripped apart.
Dude. What a slip. It's like his brain was just like, oh, you're on a camera. There's cameras pointed at you? Cheaters. That's the word you're looking for.
I do believe it was a slip. I do believe it genuinely was. Now, I am not a Tom Sandoval apologist or like defender.
Sure.
But I do think it was a slip.
You keep texting me about how he's actually a good guy. He's getting kind of a bad rap.
Tom did nothing wrong. You're a huge Tom fan.
Yes.
No, I agree. I think it was just a slip of the tongue, but it's a really unfortunate one for the guy who said it. That is bad.
It's so funny, dude.
That is bad. It's really funny. It's really funny. I saw a TikTok of Brittany talking with Carolyn on a podcast, and Brittany was recounting Tom singing these songs at the cabin, and it's pretty funny. Brittany's a pretty good storyteller, and it's hilarious. Tom's a clown, dude, in every sense of the word. And watching him do the one thing he's been good at this whole season was hysterical.
It's so funny. Yeah. And like he's Tom, like, listen, Tom is my favorite person to watch on this season of The Traitors because Tom is taking this like so seriously.
I think he thinks it's real.
Right. I think he thinks people are actually dying.
Jordan, you've started Vanderpump Rules, right?
I've started Vanderpump Rules. That's correct. Finished the first season last night.
I do think part of what makes Scandoval so heartbreaking is a lot of people are doing what you are doing. It's like, right. You love Tom. Like he's
season one of Vanderpump Rules, he just sort of seems like he's certainly kind of a douche.
Oh, yeah.
But everybody on the show is. So when everybody's a douche, nobody is. And he's just kind of a goof. Like he's just sort of a goofball.
When this minigame came up and they had to sing, I looked at Chelsea and I was like, Tom's totally going to talk about how he's the only person qualified to do this. And 2 seconds later, he's like, well, what I have to do now is I have to be, I'm the only one that is qualified.
I'm the only one with any musical training.
You know, just like, oh my gosh, dude, he's so predictable. So static. He's going to fool around and win Traitors. And that's so much irony, dude. That's so much
funny.
The most popular traitor in modern pop culture history is going to actually win a game called Traitors.
Yeah. That'd be pretty phenomenal.
Oh my gosh. America.
So funny, dude.
America. Chrishell is gone. So one of the things, I think a big hangup we had collectively on season two is they were trying new things that were just failing. Can't fault them for trying new stuff with Traitors because we haven't really figured out our identity. Heck, I'm watching The Challenge and I love that. And I have to kind of be in the mindset that it is different all the time. The Challenge feels like it's really high on
The Challenge is the least consistent show.
Looks super different, right? Very different worlds. But I do think the things that they're adding in terms of like, three people in the coffin. I love the gravitas. I think if any of our moves have the spirit of the host, it's a good move.
Certainly.
Yeah.
To go to the wedding, right? To go to the altar. And either it's going to be Alan standing there or it's going to be the traitors.
Very, very
That was
good.
Great. Chrishell gone. I think it didn't really move the needle for me because I didn't think she was much of a contributor at all. No. She was just there to make friends. And it's too far in the game to keep her around. Now, if I'm a traitor, maybe I keep her for that very reason because she's a goat in Traitors.
She's too faithful. You kill the best
that's
murder
true.
Is the person
I mean, that's
that
what
will
they told
never
her.
Get banished.
Yeah.
If you'll never get banished, you got to go.
Yeah.
You serve no purpose for the traitors anymore. The only reason to keep people is if they might take heat off of you.
Yeah.
But that's the traitors.
That's it.
Can't
dude.
Wait. Can't that's wait traitors. For what's coming next. It's been a good season. I've really enjoyed
Same.
It. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
To end today's episode, let's say our name. Let's remind people who we are. It's very important. And after you say your name, let's describe Alan Cummings' hedgehog. For Two Chunks, I'm Jordan. I think Alan Cummings the hedgehog has sort of a suit just absolutely plastered with pattern and it's sort of shiny. It's sort of like a metallic-y textured suit, sort of like a teal and gold, and it just spreads throughout the whole thing. It's like teal, gold, and black sort of a pattern. The loudest loafers you've ever seen in your life.
Visually or sonically?
Visually. Sonically, I suppose, but visually specifically, and they would clash. Except the confidence that he's wearing them with brings it all back. And then, of course, there's a small human that he's holding and petting. And he brings it around with him everywhere. He's got a small human for a pet.
Yeah, normal. A normal thing.
Well, yeah. I assume that hedgehogs don't keep dogs. So he's a very small, tiny human.
If animals are people are animals.
Right.
Obviously.
Right.
Clearly. Otherwise, you end up with a weird, goofy Pluto situation.
I suppose there are humans in the Sonic universe, but This one's little and is
like Dr. Eggman and Hedgehog. James Marsden.
Right.
Yeah.
James Marsden, classic Sonic character.
Classic Sonic character, James
Marsden. Let's get James Marsden on the Traitors.
Dude, that would be a lot of fun. James Marsden from Jury Duty on Traitors.
Right. Yes, dude. James Marsden playing up James Marsden a little bit.
Dude, let's get James Marsden and the guy that was the long con on Jury Duty. Yeah. Let's get both of them on the Traitors.
Amazing.
That would be a ton of fun, actually, dude.
Amazing.
I've been Doge the whole time. This entire episode has been me. And I think that Alan the Porcupine is fully white. Completely white.
Sure.
In a white suit.
Yeah.
With a pink paisley pattern tie. Very it's good. A three-piece suit. There's a vest, coat, pants. Wearing the boots, they have a little bit of a heel on them. They have a little bit of a lift, but they're also pure white. There's a small pair of round gold glasses at the end of Alan the Porcupine's nose. And the fingers, I'm glad you asked, covered in rings.
Mm-hmm. Very good. And every time he puts them on, it does the like, bleep, 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 bleep.
Yeah.
If he like, he runs into it, he like trips and they all fall off. And he's like,
up of his fingers.
I'm dying.
I'm dying. I must have my rings back or I'll die. I'm Carter and, oh gosh, he had a hat. He was, we're wearing a hat. And I don't know. I remember it was a hat. I was crazy. Had a hat.
Is this Tom Sandoval? Are you doing Tom Sandoval?
I'm trying to do Carolyn because she can't remember what he was wearing.
Hey, that's a really, really bad Carolyn.
It's bad, dude. I don't know what to do. I don't know what it was like. Is it? It's not Jennifer Coolidge. What is it?
No. You need to push it down. Push it all out. Your like plug your nose completely. It's Alan was wearing. It's almost Ray Romano is what it is actually.
He was a mom. He was wearing a hat. I can't do it. Alan was wearing. I can't do it. I can't do it, dude. Oh, it gets worse and worse.
Yeah, every time I come back. Not improving.
Every time I come back,
it is not improving.
I just make the next noise I make. It sounds exactly like a lion. Like, what is happening? It's not even close. That's what he's wearing.
Yeah.
If I remember right. That's what he's wearing.
Yeah. We'll see you next time. Alan!
It's Alan.
You were heading towards
turned
Jimmy
into Jimmy Stewart.
Yes.
Oh, I don't remember. I don't know. I was wearing a hat.
He was wearing the moon.
I was wearing a necklace shaped for the moon.
It looked like the moon. Grab a lasso. Bring it down.
Got a lasso. It was wearing a lasso belt.
Working hard is worth it if you're seeing results. And when it comes to working out, the same thing is true. You want the maximum benefit in the time you have, and that's exactly what Tonal is built for. And with their latest iteration, Tonal 2, you can ensure your workout is more tailored and effective than ever. Tonal's at-home strength training system uses adaptive weight to learn from your movement and set the optimal weight for every move, adjusting in one-pound increments up to 250 pounds, challenging even the most advanced users to push their limits. You can also experience a full body burn with the new Arrow HIIT workouts, the perfect blend of heart-pumping cardio and strength. Plus, the new built-in Smart View leverages a high-resolution camera that lets you see yourself during your workout, analyzes your movement, and provides real-time coaching, just like a personal trainer. Right now, Tonal is offering our listeners $200 off your Tonal purchase with promo code 200TONAL. That's Tonal.com and use promo code 200TONAL for $200 off your purchase. That's Tonal.com. Promo code 200TONAL for $200 off.